You know, part of me thinks the NFL world has just lost its collective minds. Some of the sound bites coming out from the start of these camps over the last couple of days, specifically Mike Brown with the Bengals and Jerry Jones.
Them old-ass owners.
Oh, my goodness. And I'll let you hear what Micah Parsons had to say in response to Jerry Jones. Wow. I mean, guys, is the idea... The idea is one of the following things. It can't be both. To make as much money as you possibly can or to win. It can't be both. One requires the sacrificing of the other. If you want to win a Super Bowl, you need to sacrifice making as much money as you possibly can. Because making as much money as you possibly can prohibits you from signing massive contracts, which is what Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons want and rightfully deserve. So if you're Jerry Jones and all you care about is being in the spotlight and getting on First Take every day, well, you're doing a damn good job because your team is worth an absolute fortune and you're the topic. You're the lead topic on every sports media talk show host. Everywhere on every platform is just salivating every day to talk more about the Cowboys because it gets massive ratings. And lately, if you're the Browns, same thing. Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback in the NFL. Y'all went to a Super Bowl, and now the team is in the headlines. Is that what Mike Brown cares about? Because if it's winning a Super Bowl, having issues with your top overall draft pick, stud defensive tackle, and not getting the best player on your team, not named Joe Burrow, which is tough to say when you have Ja'Marr Chase on it, signed back to the team for long term. Yeah. So what is the motivation here, gents? Is it just to make as much money as you possibly can, or is it to win? And with the comments of these fellas over the last couple of days, it's kind of hard to argue the winning part, especially with a team like the Cowboys. Again, the amazing stat for the Dallas Cowboys is they have not made the NFC title game since 1996. Think about that. Oren, I was 5. I was 5 years old. You were what, 10, 15?
I was 13.
Yeah, 13 years old. I mean, you've become an adult, gotten married,
had two children. And the Cowboys are still waiting to get to the next NFC Championship game appearance.
And you've had many different job promotions here at 92.9 The Game, now anchoring the producer chair in the afternoon show and doing my show. And all of that time has passed since the Cowboys have made the NFC Championship game. It's pretty amazing. And the Bengals have been to a couple of Super Bowls. They never won one. And they have a chance to do that now with Burrow in his prime. But they're fumbling the bag because they care more about money, seemingly, right now than winning. With that, let's continue that conversation, plus let you hear what some of these Falcons had to say at camp in a football frenzy. One of the Falcons kind of had like their OG, you know, like best players speak today. So Chris Lindstrom, Caden Ellis, Bijan Robinson all spoke today. We're going to save Lindstrom and Bijan for a little bit later in the show. That's a teaser, Rooney, because I want to make sure to give them their whole segment. But I do want you to hear from Caden Ellis now. The first thing he was talking about is Jalen Walker. He was asked about him and just what his potential could be.
You know, I think the sky's the limit for that kid. I think he's got so much potential, and what he wants to become, I think, is completely up to him. If he wants to place it inside, he's got all the tools to do it. If he wants to go make $40 million a year and just play rusher, I think he's got the tools to do that too. If he wants to tween it, I think he can do that as well. I'm excited for him, and obviously I haven't gotten to see him in pads yet. I haven't gotten to play a game with him yet, but I understand why they drafted him. I see the explosiveness. And man, he's always got a smile on. I'm excited to, you know, it's another guy I think really quickly I could be, you know, really excited to come and work with every single day.
Yeah, and that's high praise from, you know, the best linebacker this team has had in a few years now. Caden Ellis has done a lot of good for this team and just heaping high praise on Jalen Walker. But we know The presumed plan, according to everything that's been reported, is that Jalen Walker is going to start as an edge rusher. That's what everybody's been saying. The coaching staff is they're going to try not to overwhelm him, try not to do too much, and he's going to start as a pass rusher, and then as the season goes along, work in some linebackers. Speaking of linebacker, Caden Ellis was asked, what is the ideal position for you? How do you see yourself maximizing your value on the field?
You know, I think if I had my choice, I'd play inside linebacker on first and second down because you get a chance at every ball, and I would play edge on third down. So it's kind of, I think both have their perks, both have different aspects of the game that, you know, you watch certain guys play, you see the way they impact the game as a stacked linebacker, and you get to see other guys impact the game as edge or a rusher. And I think just, you know, that's the important part of football to me. And on defense, you know, you don't get the chalk glass. The offense does. They get to choose the play. And so it's when you go up against, you know, certain plays, you got to figure out how do you make your plays? How do you make your splash plays? And whether I'm at stack or edge, pass rushing inside, whatever it is, there's plenty of opportunities. And so I just love it all.
Yeah, and I think we'll get to see him in some pass rush scenarios this year. I think some of us have been surprised because he came to the Falcons after a career year in sacks, and he hasn't lived up to that. But that's maybe not what they've asked him to do. You know, now he's on another new defensive coordinator, and that's what he was talking about with Jeff Ulbrich and him coming into town.
You know, I believe in what Brick's doing. I think he's I think we've made a lot of really great strides throughout OTAs. I love the detail that he's approached every single meeting with, and I'm excited to have our first one today so that we can keep growing on that. But, you know, I'm excited for how he's put it together.
Well, Oren, I'm going to be honest. He doesn't exactly have a high bar to clear based on what happened last season. I mean, we got to just be honest about what happened last year. It was a bad hire. Raheem Morris made a mistake. He corrected it, hopefully, by bringing in Jeff Ulbrich, and Jimmy Lake will be doing whatever he's doing in his career. It was a mistake. It was a bad one. And it cost the team multiple games this year, or last year, rather, with Denver, Minnesota, Panthers, Saints. Those are games we should have won, and we didn't. 404-726-0929. All right, now let's hear from Micah Parsons. He was asked whether or not, simply put, do the Cowboys want to sign you?
Cowboys want to get a deal done?
I mean, honestly, you know, for me, it really don't matter. Like I said, I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I go about my business. I understand the nature of the business. Like I said, as long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level. But if this is the end, this is the end. You know, there's same way that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and the other Jerry Jones take care of their family, it's the same way I need to take care of my family. You know what I mean? I got my own three kids of my own, so we all need to take care of our own family at the end of the day.
Okay. See what I'm talking about, folks? The NFL world is on its head right now. This is crazy. He was also asked about the lack of movement in the contract talks.
Micah, how would you characterize how close you are to getting something done?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see how long things take, you know?
Yeah. We'll see. Are you discouraged by the fact that it's taken this long?
Honestly, yeah. When you go around the league and you see these other teams taking care of their best guys, I see TJ got taken care of. You know, Max got taken care of. Miles got taken care of. And he got 2 years left on his deal. So it's hard to, yeah, you see a lot of people around the league taking care of you. Just, you know, wish you had something like, you know, that same type of energy. You know,
it's hard to not take it personally.
I wouldn't say it's hard not to take it personally when you know how there's a, when there's a, you know, chain of events of something consistently happening over the course of years, when you kind of see it before through other players and things, so you don't take that you don't take it personally when you're like, all right, this, it's not like I'm getting treated differently than anyone else, you know. So I don't take it personally. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see where he's coming from, but at the same time, you're dealing with Jerry, and he's got his own set of ideas as to what should be going on. And he was asked about that specifically before we get out of here about dealing with Jerry and his interesting way of going about his business.
respect for each other, but stuff gets said in the media. Have you had a conversation with him after yesterday's presser?
Nah, but I'm gonna talk to him. You know, I just thought as a whole, like, you know, everyone's situation is different. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I'm here for my teammates. You know, I'm not here to please another grown man. I'm here for them. You know, I want to be here with Trey, watch him rehab, watch him go on the field, watch his growth. I want to be here battling with Terrence Steele. Like, I'm here for these guys. I'm not here for him, you know. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's on the field with us. You know, we're on the field playing the games and things like that. So I'm going to just control my teammates, keep boosting it, and, you know, we're just going to keep playing together.
I mean, he's saying the right things there. I don't have any problem with anything he said in any of those sound bites. But, again, you unfortunately are on the Cowboys. That is not like being on the Steelers or the Browns or even the Bengals to a certain extent. You're in Jerry's world now. And he's going to do what he's going to do. And unfortunately, as Mike Bell was joking around the other day, might be time for him to retire from doing press conferences. They're not helping at this point. They're certainly only making things more salacious for the media, more interesting for us to scoop up and talk about, but it's certainly not helping when it comes to signing the best player on your football team, not named Dak Prescott, and having essentially a war of words in the media at training camp. They should be focused on trying to compete in a very, very tough division, but instead we get this. All right, 404-726-0929. When we get back, let's talk some NBA, shall we? A lot of big moves going on in the world of hoops that we did not touch on. We'll get to that next with our buddy Matt Moore of the Action Network. Oh, yeah. The Braves played a game today. Yeah. The Braves played a game today. The Braves lost a game today. Lost a series today. Became 13 games under 500 today. And people are talking about interest for Aaron Bummer. So there's that. Wow. A lot going on in Braves country, huh? That's why I haven't said a word in 2 hours here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.